It is zero out there and actually feels like it is 17 below with that wind out of the west this morning. And, you know, it seems like whenever we do a story about a family that has suffered a loss due to fire, we talk about how the American Red Cross is assisting those who were impacted by the fire. Well, I have Justin Kern from the American Red Cross of Wisconsin on the line, and we're going to talk about a program that maybe will prevent some of those impacts. The Red Cross has a smoke detector program, and we're going to talk about that with Justin. Good morning, Justin.
Hey, thanks for having me on.
Oh, thanks for taking out some time. So, this is, I guess, unfortunately, one of those times of year where we see a lot of home fires, and it's important always, no matter what time of year, for folks to have a working smoke detector in their home, correct?
Absolutely, yeah. You hit the nail on the head there. This time of year, we see about double the home fire calls that we usually do. It's just when things get cold, you know, things, pipes tend to break, or people, you know, use alternative heating methods or whatever it might be. But, you know, this is kind of home fire season right now, the wintertime. So especially with the polar vortex, you know, looming over us here, it's pretty appropriate time to kind of talk about some of the ways that people can be prepared, can you know, guard themselves against that very unfortunate situation. Red Cross, since 2014, has been installing, as part of its home fire campaign, free smoke alarms and working with families on home fire escape plans. And we do that based on appointments and in these big kind of events that we hold in the spring. And this is just something that, you know, especially there have been a couple in West Bend area. There have been a few home fires in the last few months, and you're right. You know, we've been there, but we want to make sure that people are prepared and protected as much as possible in the event of that very unfortunate situation.
And you're working with the West Bend Fire Department with this smoke detector program, correct?
Correct. Yeah, town and city of West Bend, also town of Barton, have been really amazing partners. I believe the count from 2018 was about four dozen smoke alarms that they worked with us to install. And kind of how it works is that people can go to a website, getasmokealarm.org, or they can call, if they're less web savvy, you know, they can call 1-800-RED-CROSS. You give us some really basic information, you know, where you live, zip code, that kind of thing, and then we work with our partners, like the great fire departments in your area, and find a time that works with people to come and install those smoke alarms. It's totally free. We also work with people on a home fire escape plan, and I think that's something that, you know, with this cold weather, you know, I'd encourage everyone to both check their smoke alarms in their homes, but also spend a little time while you're inside, you know, under all those blankets, talk with your family about that home fire escape plan. It really is the kind of thing where you want to do that on the front end and be prepared with that, and, you know, just in case.
And it's, I'm guessing, I have not seen this, but I'm guessing it's not just a plan to help you escape from the home in a fire, but also of where to meet after to make sure you've got everybody together?
Absolutely. I mean, it's this kind of fridge magnet thing that we walk you through and talk about the fastest way to get out of the house, kind of note some of the trouble areas like the kitchen where fires are likely to occur, and kind of note where everybody is in the house, where to meet, and then some of those first steps on you know, what you do when you've had a home fire, some of those immediate resources like Red Cross, like Fire Department, 211, those great agencies that can be there and help you in those kind of immediate recovery steps.
And you said this program's been going on since 2014?
Right, yeah. I mean, nationally, it's more than 500 lives have been saved that we've installed smoke alarms where people have gotten out safely because of those smoke alarms. That includes a family in Janesville. And this entire thing is really about preparedness and prevention. You know, we want it to be where the smoke alarms are, it's these 10-year lithium ones, so they're you know, good for quite a while. And we want them to be in place so that people, you know, have as much warning as possible so that they don't have to deal with kind of those devastating injury or worse situations with a fire, that they have, you know, a quick of alert as possible for when there is a fire or smoke or something going on in the home.
And that's something that people, I think, may not realize, is that smoke detectors do not last forever.
Right, yeah. I mean, and I know it's the kind of thing where people, you know, you've got one near your kitchen and you're cooking something and it gets a little smoky and you take the battery out because it's a little annoying. I know how people are with that kind of thing. I have done that in the past myself, but these are smoke alarms that are like the 10-year warranty ones. And we work with you on the kind of testing part of it too, so that it kind of cuts out that maybe a little bit annoying part of it and really just, you know, is focused on the safety and preparedness.
Now, are there income guidelines and so on for this program?
No. I mean, just in the way that fires happen everywhere to anybody, everybody is open to participate. You know, go to getasmokealarm.org, call 1-800-RED-CROSS, and anybody that needs a smoke alarm, we will work with them on both that installation. But I think, you know, almost as important, that home fire escape plan, giving you kind of the idea of the resources that are available, working with our partners to do so. So, you know, that'll happen by appointment in and around West Bend. You know, I will say that we have two big events where we go around Milwaukee, and this year it'll be Fox Valley, and do a bunch of installations all on one day. But really, this can happen whenever the scheduling works out for you at home and our home fire installation partners out there in West Bend.
All right. And again, the website to go to is
getasmokealarm.org. And you know, if you're not a big online web person, you can dial 1-800-RED-CROSS. Tell them that you're looking for a smoke alarm installation, you know, in your home, and they'll talk you through those steps. And really, this is just about making West Bend as safe and prepared as possible from that really unfortunate event of a home fire.
All right. Any details we forgot, Justin?
Just one other thing, you know, if it's the kind of thing, it being so cold and there being so many home fires out, if people are encouraged to also volunteer, we're always looking for volunteers that are in the community that want to help their neighbors. So, you know, if you're inspired to volunteer to be one of those people that are there for others in crisis, whether it be a home fire or flood or whatever, you can also go to redcross.org and click on volunteer and take the steps to find out how to support those in need in your neighborhood.
And we should also mention, unrelated, because I know this is not your department, but also just saw a press release this morning from the Red Cross regarding blood drives. And this cold weather and these storms has really wreaked some havoc on regularly scheduled blood drives. So again, Red Cross also looking for blood. I thought as long as I had you on the phone, I would throw that in.
I appreciate that. Yeah, it is the kind of thing where, you know, again, another thing impacted quite a bit when it's cold is that some drives are being canceled or postponed. So if you go to, you know, the Red Cross website, you can find a blood drive near you that fits in your schedule. It is the kind of thing where during the wintertime we get a little low on our reserves. So, you know, anybody that can contribute and donate blood at this time, it's greatly appreciated.
We should mention there is a Red Cross blood drive going on from 8:30 this morning until 1:30 this afternoon at Beaver Dam High School. So got that worked in as well.
Another one of the great school partners out there. And, you know, as long as school and everything is up and running, and I know the cold, a lot of stuff can be a little fluid. But if you can get out there safely and everything's still going on, you know, we'd encourage you to donate blood.
All right. Justin, hey, thank you very much. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate you sharing.
Thanks. Have a great day. Stay warm.
You too.
Thanks. That is Justin Kern from the American Red Cross of Wisconsin talking about their smoke detector program. Appreciate that. We'll put this up with a link from the WIBD Facebook page later on today, too. And I'm sure that Fireman Kenny will be sharing it. He's going to join us, I think, next week. I think on the 5th is when we're expecting our monthly visit from Fireman Kenny. But again, thanks to Justin Kern from the American Red Cross of Wisconsin talking about this great smoke detector program. No income guidelines. Just need to call and make an appointment, and they will take care of it for you. Also, the escape plan for your family, which is equally important, and Red Cross's need for volunteers and need for blood. All right, that gets us to news time. 101.3 WIBD. AM 1470.